How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, obviously, been busy over the last couple of weeks working the phones and getting some signings.
Yeah, we've been doing the announcing over the last 2 weeks. Probably been pretty flat out for the last couple of months on it since pre-agency started in early April. So, it's been a busy time.
Lots of negotiating, no doubt. So take us through a couple of the new signings, because obviously there's been some re-signings for the Bendigo Spirit, yep. But take us through some of the new ones.
I guess if I work back for one of the first ones that we announced is Leilani Mitchell, who is last year's grand final MVP that plays for Southside, and she's currently in the WNBA with the Washington Mystics, and she's the Opals point guard. So that's a pretty huge one that's coming to Bendigo, which is fantastic. And then we had Annalie Maley, and she played with Sydney last year. She was the highest rebounder, average rebounder in the league last year. So she's a real beast on the board. Great person, great player. So she's coming across, which will, you know, fit nicely with the group we're putting together. We've got Maddie Garrick, played for the Boomers the last few years and played with the Spirit probably 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she's just currently, I think, in quarantine, come back from the FIBA 3x3, where unfortunately they're still a couple of points short of qualifying for Tokyo Olympics for the 3x3. So she's another one where we've got Meg Mackay, was the 5 player for Townsville last year. She's a 6'3" big, just a real machine, very, very strong and plays inside really well. So we've picked her up as well.
Fantastic.
And so then you've got our re-signings, which is Tessa Levy, who's just been named in the Opals team as well, which is fantastic. So her and Leigh will go to the Olympics. Demi Skinner, we retained. Mary Goulding, Cassidy McLean, and young Piper Dunlop rounds that out. And we've got one position left.
Oh, was that was going to be my next question, Tracy. Was there any more left, but just the one?
Yeah, just the one. One contracted, then there'll be 2 development players and then some training players. But in terms of a contracted position, just the one that's left.
Now, what took the new recruits some convincing to come to Bendigo? Was it the coffee? Was it the nice restaurants that we have here? What was the selling point?
Well, yeah, we did it. We said some of that. We've obviously, BSL have got the great stadium.
Yep.
A lot of them know me personally as well as a coach, so that was really good. They wanted to come and play with me and also with the group that we were putting together. You know, the community of Bendigo, you know, when we didn't get to play there for the hub, so really keen to get back there, and that's always been a really good, really good for the girls when they're in town. So, yeah, definitely some good coffee shops, but we've also got a great stadium. Healthy Mates are now putting the gymnasium up off court 10, so we're able to do our strength and conditioning at the stadium. We're able to train. It's a kind of one-stop shop, which is great.
Fantastic. Tracy York is the coach for the Bendigo Spirit joining us this afternoon. Now, when does pre-season training start, Tracy? And what I guess also with that is, what are you and the team doing between now and then?
Yeah, good question. Well, at this point, it looks like the games will start in early November. Obviously, we've got the Olympics, and then we've got to wait for the WNBA to finish. So we'll come in pre-season 6 weeks before that, probably late September.
Yep.
Have a six-week pre-season, then we start. And what was your other question? Sorry.
Just in relation to, you know, what are you doing with the team between now and then? Obviously, as you say, some are going to go to the Olympics and some are in quarantine. But what are you Zooming? I mean, is that the terminology now? Or Zoom, Google Hangouts or something?
well, we did a lot of Zoom last year when COVID hit and people couldn't play basketball, and we ran training sessions through that.
Yep.
Touch wood, apart from the current lockdown in Victoria, which hopefully doesn't stay longer than next week, but all of the girls are playing interstate and they're all playing NBL 1 somewhere.
Yep.
And obviously we've got Leilani's in the WNBA, so they all are playing. So I get to monitor, you know, the NBL 1 or NBL app is great, so I can click between games on Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays and see what they're doing. I can either watch them live or watch a stat.
Yep.
So that's really good that they're playing. We'll reach out to them and just start to see where they are with strength and conditioning programs. Some might not have those in place in the NBL 1 team because obviously it's the league below, and So we'll just make, yeah, as I said, they're all playing, which is a plus, because last year we didn't have that. So I'm really happy that they're all getting, you know, getting some game time in, which everybody, you know, a lot of people lacked last year.
Sure, sure. Now, also, Tracy, you announced a partnership, or the Bendigo Spirit announced a partnership with the Mildura Council and their new stadium up in the Mildura region to take it over the next couple of years. That must be exciting for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's just fantastic. I went over for that announcement, and the new stadium was nearly finished, but it just looks sensational. And that partnership, because, you know, whilst we are Bendigo Spirit and we play out of the Bendigo Stadium, we do represent regional Victoria, and I think it's great to have this partnership with something like Mildura, who've had a lot of good players come out of there as well, and talent ID, we can talent ID, can help their coaches and their players. So I think getting out to those regions, this partnership will benefit both parties.
Well, as a former Mildura resident, I can recommend a few restaurants for you when you're up there. So, Tracy, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's catch up as we get a little bit closer to pre-season training.
No worries. Thanks very much for that, Daniel. Take care.
Thank you very much. Tracy York, the coach for Bendigo Spirit, joining us on Gold Central Victoria.